We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
You have a new text message.
Oh, yeah.
You have a new text message.
We have the text messages that you send to 414-432-1099 because there's an issue in your life and you want the Mix family to kind of help solve it. So this is what we do. Take a look at our text screen and we spin the wheel.
Eight.
Text Roulette brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right. We've got one that just showed up here.
All right.
And Radar, are you ready for this?
Bring it.
It's all about when you hire contractors. How are you supposed to handle contractors? It says, text Roulette question. When you have contractors working on your property and you don't hear from them for a couple of weeks, how assertive should you be? We understand that rain earlier this summer messed up a lot of dates for a lot of people, but communication would be nice.
Are they working on the property and you've paid a little bit, like a down payment? If any money was exchanged, I'd be calling them daily. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
You would actually do that.
Yeah, if there's money. Oh, yeah. And I say that, but I'm actually speaking for my wife who would do that. You need to call them. You need to call them back right now. They said it would be 2 days. Like the tree that I had trimmed. What's the guy saying? Well, they might come Friday. I got to know might or not. Let's go call them. I did. They haven't called back. But they did eventually and everything was fine. But yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's like, come on. We've put down payment down. Let's go.
And I can imagine you're probably nervous because you have a half finished project, which
sounds
throws
like
your whole world upside down when there's work being done at your house. But this Mix listener is saying they haven't heard from the contractor for a couple of weeks.
Mix family, what do you think? 414-432-1099. Help this person out. Maybe you've been through this kind of thing with a contractor.
How assertive should you be? You need to be calling daily.
You need to text Mix listener back and find out if they've exchanged money. Then yes, you need to hound them. Like hound hard. All over them.
And they usually say aren't supposed to pay a lot up front in case this does happen because they want to get paid.
Yeah, and we don't know if they have, but if there was money exchanged.
I'm texting right now. Have you paid anything yet? And maybe we'll get a response here. Okay, if you're a contractor, what is the norm? When is this normal? I don't think a couple of weeks is normal at all.
I mean,
something's definitely off. And I can just feel the anxiety and panic with this Mix listener thinking, did they get screwed over? Did they get scammed?
And look,
which is why it's important to do your homework and know that you're working with a good company.
And if you are a contractor and you haven't taken money, but you'll say, we'll be out next week, do you stay in contact with these people and say, hey, something came up, I'm going to push our appointment? I mean, because you still have to keep the appointment. It's your business on the line here. And word of mouth travels fast with people.
Yeah, but there's a lot of companies out there that are scamming people, which is why you need to work with a reputable company.
Yeah, right.
Do your homework. All right, what do you think about this? 414-432-1099. What stories have you experienced with this? Oh, we just heard back from the Mix listener.
Okay.
Yes, 10% down. Oh. This is a landscaping project.
Call 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night.
Which this makes sense now. The Mix listener said they haven't heard from the contractor in a couple of weeks. They understand that rain earlier this summer has messed up a lot of dates for people, but communication would be nice.
Okay, so Mix family, is there anything legal that can happen here? I mean, can they legally jump on this company or do they have to just wait it out or constantly keep, messaging them and everything like that? What do you think? All right, what do we got?
Okay, we're going to go to line number one. We've got Contractor Aaron on the line. Okay, Contractor Aaron, you are the person that, well, you're not the person, but you are the profession that this mixed listener is talking about here. How assertive should they be if they have put 10% down for a landscaping project? Contractors, they haven't heard from them in weeks.
No, I understand what a homeowner could be going through once they give a down payment, but you have to understand a contractor can't control weather. They can't control other delays. They really don't know what their production schedule is looking like with all this rain and these delays going on. So you have to certainly give them a call, certainly check in. But typically when you hire a contractor, they typically will tell you how many weeks out they are. They're 6 to 8 weeks out. They're 8 to 10 weeks out. Kind of have to go with that timeline and understand that, you know, weather delays play an impact in schedules.
Okay. Now, you say, though, they should reach out. What if they don't hear back? Should they do what Radar's wife would do, which is call every day?
Text, call, yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely text them. I would definitely call them. Keep calling your estimator. And if it doesn't, you know, if that doesn't get them to call back, you might have to reach out to, like, the Better Business Bureau or... You know, leave a review because contractors definitely care about the reviews.
They do. Whoa. Good contractors should care about their reviews. But I could understand, though, the mixed listener would probably feel a little like, I don't want to be looked at as a pest or annoying. And then they somehow take it out on me with the project with extra fees or they're sloppy with their work or they don't clean up. I mean, there's that fear, too.
That is. Absolutely. You want to definitely do your research anytime you hire a contractor. Look at those third-party resources out there. Look at their Google reviews. You got to feel comfortable with whom you're giving money to. And if you can't trust them, don't hire them.
Yeah, if your gut doesn't feel right about it,
right?
For sure.
Right.
Thank you so much, Contractor Aaron. So now, how far are you out with your projects? Are you backed up with a lot of projects?
Yes, we're 6 to 8 weeks out, and I'm getting calls from customers. And they get a little, you know, all customers, I would feel the same. They get a little antsy when they give a down payment. They want to know when things are being done. But sometimes we just don't have all the answers. We just know that we're about 6 to 8 weeks out with weather delays and material delays.
And material, that's the big thing, because my son works at Menards. He's a manager in the building supply area. And he's like, yeah, I'm telling people all the time that come into the store, hey, man, it's going to take a little bit. These materials aren't coming in, and sometimes half of it comes in. You got to kind of wait on that stuff.
But call, follow up, reach out to the Better Business Bureau if it's not, you're not getting communication. What company do you work for, Aaron?
I work for Infinity Exteriors.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks so much for calling into the show. We really appreciate it. And keep up the great work. Hopefully this will help out a lot of mixed listeners here that are dealing with contractors and work at your house, because you don't want to get screwed over. You want to work with a company that you trust.
Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's Elizabeth and Radar, Tex Roulette, here on The Mix. Are you having work done to your house? And what do you do when the people don't show up? How do you handle it? The question this morning was, they're having a landscaping project done. We know now that they've put 10% down and they haven't heard from the contractors in a couple of weeks. Asking, how assertive should you be? We had Contractor Aaron call into the show that said, yes, you do need to call and don't feel bad about calling. And if they still don't get back to you, the next step, reach out to the Better Business Bureau, the Google review. They care about their Google reviews. And try to get some answers. But we did get an update here from the mixed listener who's listening to this in real time. And they said that they were told that initially the project was going to be all done by July 4th. Can you imagine that? You were planning to have your landscaping done by the 4th of July and then it's not.
Let's go to party. Yeah, place is going to look great. Oh, wait a minute. We're still under construction here.
And then the mixed listener said, we didn't hear anything. Supposedly, they're starting some of it this week, but no timeline for the concrete work. They also went on to say that this was a recommendation from a coworker. They do feel comfortable with them, but it would be nice if they would initiate contact before we do. Communication is key for any transaction. So true.
Right. And I can kind of see both sides after talking with Aaron here during Text Roulette. As he said, you know, sometimes you have to wait for materials. And my son who works at Menards says the same thing. Got contractors coming in. Where's my windows? Where's this? Well, they were special order and things sometimes take a little bit longer. I get it. But on the other hand, and Aaron even said this too, the contractor needs to say something like, hey, we're working 3 to 4 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks out. So, you know, make sure you take that in under consideration instead of just not saying anything.
Well, and you can't over communicate in this case. I think about when we did have the new roof and gutters put on from Siding Unlimited, partners here of the show. There was so much communication that happened before the project, day of the project, after the project. There were texts that we received. They're going to be out there at this time. They were when they were on time.
Oh, sure.
That's also why they have such a great rating with the Better Business Bureau. You want to make sure you look at those ratings. Your friend, your coworker, maybe giving you a recommendation, but do your own homework too.
And we've had that with Bayview Shade and Blind. And I know, Elizabeth, you've had that too.
Yeah.
I'll text you and say, hey, this is your appointment. We're coming out. We're about an hour away. That type of thing.
That means I've got an hour to get my house set and my dogs figured out before people come over. That's the big thing.